ਮੈਂ ਕਈ ਵੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਨੀ।
ਜਸਟਿਨ ਟਰੂਡੋ ਤੇ ਮਾਰਕ ਕਾਰਨੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਸੌਫਟ ਆਨ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਮ ਪਾਲਿਸੀਜ਼ ਦੇ ਕਾਰਨ ਐਕਸਟੋਰਸ਼ਨ ਵੱਧ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਹੈ। ਲਿਬਰਲਸ ਨੇ ਐਕਸਟੋਰਸ਼ਨ ਤੇ ਪੈਨਲਟੀਜ਼ ਵੀ ਘਟਾ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ ਨੇ। ਇਸ ਦੌਰਾਨ ਪੀਅਰ ਪੋਲੀਏਵ ਐਕਸਟੋਰਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਬਿੱਲ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਏ ਸਨ, ਪਰ ਟਰੂਡੋ ਕਾਰਨੀ ਲਿਬਰਲਸ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਵੋਟ ਕੀਤੀ। ਹੁਣ ਸਿਰਫ ਕਾਮਨ ਸੈਂਸ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ ਹੀ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਦਾ ਮਾਹੌਲ ਠੀਕ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਨੇ।
ਬ੍ਰੌਟ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਬਾਈ ਪੀਅਰ ਪੋਲੀਏਵ ਐਂਡ ਕੈਨੇਡਾਸ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵਸ।
ਮੁੱਦੇ ਲਾਖ ਬੁਰਾ ਚਾਹੇ ਤੋ ਕਿਆ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਵਹੀ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਮਨਜ਼ੂਰੀ ਖੁਦਾ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ।
ਸੀਤਾਰਾਮ ਸਤਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਜੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾਤਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਰਾਮ ਅਸਲਾਮ ਅਲੈਕੁਮ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਲਕਮ ਐਵਰੀਬਾਡੀ
ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਸ਼ਬਨਮ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਔਨ ਅ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਸੈਟਰਡੇ ਐਨੀਬਾਡੀ ਸੋ ਐਨੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਆਈਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਆਈਸ ਸਟੋਰਮ ਐਟ ਲੀਸਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਜੀਟੀਏ ਵੀ ਹੈਵਨਟ ਸੀਨ ਐਨੀ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ ਯੈਟ ਬਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਯੂ ਹੂ ਮੈਟ ਬੀ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸਿੰਗ icy condition, be careful. Well, as we say hello and welcome on this Saturday, the last Saturday before Eid ul-Fitr, I just want to welcome all the volunteers and hard-working people behind the scenes over the last month and continuing to work. We want to say welcome to you. So our Muslim brothers and sisters who have been fasting and observing the blessed and holy month of Ramadan, we say welcome and assalamu alaikum. For those of you for the new listeners, my name is Richard Aziz. I'm the host of this program. I want to say welcome and thank you for joining us, the new listeners. And to the regulars, always a pleasure having you in our company. If you're listening to us on 770 WTR in the GTA, remember, you can also catch us simply by dialing. If you get out the card, just dial 647-872-4900 at 647-872-4900. And you can catch us on your phone absolutely free. So friends at Master Control and WTUR, we want to say hello and welcome and thank you for being there for us. Well, today we are doing our pre-Eid special as we continue tomorrow live on television and radio again. Starting off with this beautiful selection as I extend to you a warm welcome and assalamu alaikum.
बुलाते बाते हैं, फरिश्ते आए हैं, उजाले छाए हैं कि रमजान आया है, लो रमजान आया है, वो बरकत लाया है कि रोशन जग का सोना सोना है।
दुआ की रातें हैं, खुदा से बातें हैं, फरिश्ते आए हैं, उजाले छाए हैं कि रमजान आया है, लो रमजान आया है, वो बरकत लाया है कि रोशन जग का कोना कोना है।
सीला जन्नत का इबादत हर तू है, हवा में खुशबू है,
जमी के दामन पर सितारे उतरे हैं, खुदा के बस्ती में उजाले बिखरे हैं,
नहते सजदे हैं, चमकती पेशानी दिली है चेहरों पर, दिलों की तावानी,
अजाने जागी है, पलाएं भागी है, शहर में गांवों में
और बरती है खुशबू हवाओं में, के रमजान आया है, लो रमजान आया है, वो बरकत लाया है
कि रोशन जग का कोना कोना है।
कि रमजान आया है, लो रमजान आया है, वो बरकत लाया है
कि रोशन जग का कोना कोना है। रातें सहरी की रौनक बस्ती की, लगा है मेला सा जगाने वालों का,
चरागा घर घर है, सुहाना मंजर है, खुदा की रहमत का दुशाला सर पर है,
मुकद्दर वाले हैं जो रोजा रखते हैं, जो आंखें रोती हैं, दिलों को धोती हैं,
इबादत होती है, तिलावत होती है, अकीदत सुनती है,
दिल खोए हैं नूरी सदाओं में कि रमजान आया है, लो रमजान आया है, बरकत लाया है
कि रोशन जग का कोना कोना है।
कि रमजान आया है, लो रमजान आया है, बरकत लाया है
कि रोशन जग का कोना कोना है।
Well, welcome to our pre-Ramadan special on Shabnam Radio. On a programming note, we just want to let you know tomorrow, inshallah, we will be going from 1 o'clock live on television. Starting off over 7 hours of live, not live altogether, but 7 hours of programming. We have specials coming to you from Penny Appeal Canada, Masala TV Presents, and of course our in-house production right here, Shabnam Radio Crib in Showtime. So do join me tomorrow, starting off at 1 o'clock for a live, maybe 1-2 hours, as we take your greetings and share some greetings from the different communities in and around the GTA. And those of you still waiting for confirmation, pretty much Eid will be a 98% chance tomorrow, inshallah. We already have confirmation of some of the Jamaats in the GTA, and just want to share with you, the Molten Islamic Center will be having their Eid Salah tomorrow at 9 a.m., starting off first at 8:30 with Takbir. That's the Molten Islamic Jamaat. And that's a reminder that the zakat for Eid is $12 per person, according to this here from the Molten Islamic Center. Some places saying 15, and you need to pay that before your zakat, before you read the Eid prayer. And your special is brought to you through the kind compliments of Power Shift Transmissions, Rahmat Razak and staff. 786 Home and Office Cleaning Services, professional service at affordable prices. 647-889-9485. Our friends at Brampton and Nature's Crematorium and Visitation Center, 30 Bramwyn Court in Brampton and 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Brother Shamir Ali and staff at Krong Logistic, 158 Tory York Drive, North York. A special shout out to our sponsors at Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 Williams Parkway in Brampton. Hey, give them a call if you're looking, not sure if they're still taking orders for tomorrow. 905-791-2747. 905-791-2747. Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 Williams Parkway in Brampton, wishing you and yours a happy day and Eid Mubarak. वही नाव पार लगाएगा वही चारागर वही मेहरबान तेरी ना खुदाई करेंगे वो जरा हौसले से तो काम ईद मुबारक फ्रॉम अमीर क्वालिटी मीट्स 128 हेडजेल रोड इन ब्रैम्पटन TicketGateway.com and the printing press, Tony Chank and staff, wishing our Muslim brothers and sisters Eid Mubarak. Ronnie and his staff at Roti Roti Family Restaurant, 979 Albion Road, the new downtown Etobicoke. Extending to you and yours a happy Saturday and Eid Mubarak to our Muslim brothers and sisters. Terry Saar and staff at the Top Notch Employment Services. Dairy and Davika and the staff at Dairy Auto Repairs, 15 Fishman Drive. The hardworking team at Pete and Baljeet. Pete and Baljeet, your driveway sealing specialist. You need to keep this number handy, 416-561-5139, 416-561-5139. That's Beef and Balji, driveway ceiling specialist. We continue right here with more music and lots to share with you on this, our pre-Ramadan, pre-Eid special. Our Eid special of Greetings Showtime and Shabnam Radio is brought to you in part by
the Imdad Road Islamic Center, 26 Lafitte Court, North York, Kisun Law Office, 1 Greensboro Drive, Etobicoke. Wheels for Life, 130 Oakdale Road, North York. The Saida Khatija Center, 7150 Edward Boulevard, Mississauga. Halal Express, www.myhalalexpress.com. 416-841-DOC. Powership Transmission, 151 Tory York Drive, North York. 786 Home and Office Cleaning Services. Professional services at affordable prices. Puneet and his staff at Brampton and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center. City Bramwell Court, Brampton and 384 Findlay Avenue, Ajax. TicketGateway.com and the Printing Press. Tony Chanka and staff. Jameer Ali and staff at Strong Logistics. 150 Tory York Drive, North York. May the blessings and lessons of this Ramadan be with you now and forever. Eid Mubarak from all of us at Corinthian Showtime and Shabnam Radio.
Well, right now we would like to present Radio Salams Canada, brought to you by the children of the late Abdul Hamid and our late sister Kulsum Hamid, originally from 17 Peter Halls, East Bank, Demerara, Guyana. Hello to Sister Klima and beautiful Tracy. Thank you for supporting us, and they would like to share this with you on Radio Salams Canada, right here, right now.
The first night of Ramadan is not just another night. It marks the beginning of something extraordinary. A moment when the mercy of Allah descends upon the earth in ways beyond our imagination. Ramadan has arrived, a month unlike any other, a time when our souls find peace, when our hearts soften, and when the doors to unimaginable blessings are flung open. But do we truly understand what happens on this first night? A night so powerful that it sets the tone for the entire month. A night when Allah, in His infinite mercy, changes the course of our destiny. A night when something incredible takes place. Something that should fill our hearts with hope and determination. Three big things happen on this first night. Three acts of mercy from Allah that give us the best possible opportunity to turn back to Him. The first thing that happens is that Allah closes the doors of hellfire. For 11 months we live in a world filled with temptations and distractions, where Shaitan whispers, and our sins weigh heavily on our hearts. But on this first night of Ramadan, Allah, in His infinite mercy, closes the doors of hell. What does this mean for us? It means that Allah is giving us a chance to turn back to Him. No matter what sins we have committed, no matter how far we have strayed, Allah is telling us, I am giving you this opportunity to leave your past behind. The doors of punishment are shut, come back to me. This is a moment of hope. It is a sign that Allah wants to forgive us, that He does not want to punish us. But are we ready to take this opportunity? Will we still cling to our sins when the doors of hell are locked shut? The second thing that happens is that Allah opens the doors of Jannah. Imagine a king opens the gates of his palace and calls the people saying, come in, the doors are open for you. Would anyone refuse such an invitation? Then what about when the King of all kings, Allah Himself, opens the doors of Jannah for us? If Jannah's doors are open, it means the deeds that lead to Jannah are also made easier for us. This is the time when our salah feels lighter, our hearts are more inclined to the Quran, and our acts of worship carry more reward. Let us run toward His mercy. Let us increase in prayer, charity, and good deeds. Let us seek Jannah with sincerity, because the doors are open, waiting for us to enter. The third thing that happens is that Allah changes Shaitan. Throughout the years, Shaitan works hard to lead us away from Allah. He whispers, he deceives, and he makes sin seem beautiful. But on the first night of Ramadan, his power is weakened, and his influence over us is reduced. This means that if we still struggle with sin in Ramadan, it is not because of shaitan. It is because of our own nafs, desires. Ramadan is our chance to cleanse our hearts, to train ourselves to resist temptation, even when shaitan is not there to whisper. Now is the time to break free from the bad habits that shaitan helped us build. Now is the time to prove that we can worship Allah sincerely, without being distracted by his whispers. My dear brothers and sisters, look at the mercy of Allah on this first night. He closes the doors of hell so we do not enter it. He opens the doors of Jannah so we can strive for it. He chains shaitan so we have no excuses. What will we do with this opportunity? Will we waste it? Or will we turn to Allah with sincerity? On this first night, raise your hands in dua. Seek his forgiveness. Make the intention to change. This could be the Ramadan that transforms your life forever. May Allah allow us to enter Jannah through its open doors. May he protect us from hellfire and purify our hearts in this blessed month.
This is Radio Shabdam, and again I want to say thank you to Sister Fima and Tracy and the children of Dalit Abdul Hamid and Sister Kulsam Hamid, originally from 17 Peter Hall, East Bank, Burbies, Guyana, for presenting that segment. Later in the program, we will be bringing you, we give you what was happening at the beginning of Ramadan, and we'll be bringing you something later as we wrap up this blessed and holy month of Ramadan. Hope that you were able to practice and restrain yourself from the wrong things and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mercy and forgiveness. And it's still not too late. I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a forgiving and loving God, and he will indeed hear your du'as and supplication once it's sincere. So don't forget that we are here right until 4 o'clock, and I want to say hello and assalamu alaikum to Riyad Rahmat, who came in at 11 o'clock till 1 and did a terrific job. Hey Riyad, looking forward to seeing you. Hoping that he would come into the studios a little bit earlier than later. He's coming in here to get set to start his production for his Eid special, which would be aired tomorrow. So don't forget, tomorrow we will be on television for the first 2 hours. We'll be probably doing it live, not sure if it's one or two. So if you don't have us yet on Rogers and Bell Lixon, you can subscribe now. And those of you who've been getting a little bit of freezing on the channel, well, we took care of that. It's up and running. It's smooth. We hope, inshallah, it'll continue to be that way. You know, these things happen, and again, I'm happy to report that the engineers advised that it has been corrected, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that it would continue to do so. Those are people who watch us on Rogers and Bell, but on the IPTV box, it always has been clean and smooth. So let me know if you'd like to get a box. Call me directly, Richard, at 416-832-7293. Don't forget, we continue with our Eid special today and going again tomorrow, inshallah. Stay with us as we continue to do so.
Hello everybody. Assalamu alaikum to all of the listeners of Shabnam Radio. This is Jairad Singh from Trinidad and Tobago, and I want to take this opportunity to wish all of the listeners of Shabnam Radio, and in particular my very dear brother Richard Aziz, all best wishes. Here's hoping that you enjoy this beautiful qasida. Salams to you and all members of your family.
Tu ruksat hua mahe.
Jairaj Singh out of Trinidad and Tobago, the brother of our sister Carol Singh of U97.5 Hot Light Pepper Radio, and of course playing it for the first time here. Hopefully we'll be able to get some more. We have 5 tracks to share with you, and throughout the program in the next couple of weeks we will be sharing them with you. Well done indeed, Jairaj Singh. As we say, Alvida, Alvida indeed, to the blessed and holy month of Ramadan. This is Shabnam Radio, and you know, we will be doing a short break in between to get some other stuff done. And now, I would like to share with you a poem that was sent in to us from New York.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We now present to you a poem composed by Brother Nazir Khan, also known as Tali, executive member, trustee, and past president of Masjid Ar-Rahman, Queens Village, New York. This poem is entitled, If Every Month Were Ramadan. If every month were Ramadan, where fasting days abound, and God's best gifts throughout the year of purest love were found. If every month were Ramadan, where harsh or angry thoughts were cast aside for kindly ones and true forgiveness sought. If every month were Ramadan, where souls weighed down with care could find a sustaining strength and grace in true uplift of prayer, then solve would be earth's problems blessings for all mankind, for God's own love would radiate in every human mind. If every month were Ramadan, where Muslims miss one meal, and they could learn to appreciate the pangs that beggars feel. If every month were Ramadan, where good deeds multiply, and man could find the real treasures the spoken words imply. If every month were Ramadan, where kindness knows no laws, and man could learn to live and love in spite of human flaws, then solve would be earth's problems, blessings for all mankind, for God's own love would radiate in every human mind. If every month were Ramadan, where Satan's chains are strong, and heaven's doors are wide open for those who do no wrong. If every month were Ramadan, where there is Taraweeh, and mosques could be the meeting place each night habitually. If every month were Ramadan, where mosques are filled at night, and Muslims flock in droves and throngs to bask in Allah's light, then solve would be earth's problems, blessings for all mankind, for God's own love would radiate in every human mind. If every month were Ramadan, where there's a night of power, and all of us can cleanse our souls in the Almighty's shower. If every month were Ramadan, where Eid we celebrate, and every month we have a feast, and shout, Allah is great, then solve would be earth's problems, blessings for all mankind, for God's own love would radiate in every human mind. The poem entitled, If Every Month Were Ramadan, composed by Brother Nazir Khan, also known as Tali. Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan Mubarak.
Our Eid special on Caribbean Showtime and Shabnam Radio is brought to you in part by Lepakan Shipping and Money Transfer, 5250 Finch Avenue in Scarborough. Authentic Trini Foods, Sandra and a hard-working team at 1650 Williams Parkway in Brampton. Amir Quality Meat, 128 Hedgedale Road in Brampton. Ronnie and his staff at Roti Roti Family Restaurant, 979 Albion Road, Etobicoke. Derry Star and staff at Top Touch Employment Services, Inc., 2365 Finch Avenue, Toronto. Derry Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive in Brampton. Pete and Balji, your expert driveway sealing specialist. Sheikh Halal Farm, 12 Steinway Boulevard, Etobicoke. May the blessings and lessons of this Ramadan be with you now and forever. Eid Mubarak from all of us at Caribbean Showtime and Shabnam Radio.
Oh,
and Shabnam Radio is brought to you in part by the Imdadul Islamic Center, 26 Lafitte Court, North York, Kisun Law Office, 1 Greensboro Drive, Etobicoke, Wheels for Less, 130 Oakdale Road, North York, the Saida Khatija Center, 7150 Edward Boulevard, Mississauga, Halal Express, www.myhalalexpress.com, 416-841-DOC, Powership Transmission, 151 Torrey York Drive, North York, 786 Home and Office Cleaning Services, professional services at affordable prices. Puneet and his staff at Brampton and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, City Bramwin Court, Brampton, and 384 Finlay Avenue, Ajax. TicketGateway.com and the printing press. Tony Chanka and staff. Jameer Ali and staff at Krong Logistics, 150 Torrey York Drive, North York. May the blessings and lessons of this Ramadan be with you now and forever. Eid Mubarak from all of us at Caribbean Showtime and Shabnam Radio.
Well, this is Shabnam Radio, yours truly, Rashid Aziz, keeping you company. And as we have been doing over the past 26 years, we celebrate Eid, we celebrate Diwali, we do Mother's Day, we do Christmas, we do Pagwa, you know. And it's one of the things that I take pride in doing here on this program, especially these festivals and holidays. Speaking about Eid, of course, for Muslim brothers and sisters, speaking about Diwali, we would always talk about what's happening in the temples and some of the big temples, some of the small temples. I want to say one thing, that throughout the years, we have always had a consistent support from Mr. Daman Kisun. Mr. Daman Kisun is on the line, but not today to talk about his contribution or support here. But like many of us who know Sam Prasad, who passed week before, was indeed an unexpected passing. Mr. Kisun, thank you for taking the time to share some of your thoughts and memories about our late brother Sam. You know, I think it's one person within this community that everybody would agree that Sam was one of the good guys, one of the nice fellas, the quiet one, and really wouldn't think he would have been taken away so early from us. What's your recollection and your memories about Sam?
Richard, thanks for giving me this opportunity to share some thoughts about my dear friend who passed away unexpectedly. Last Saturday night, I attended the Devi Mandir, and I was fortunate to make a contribution. And when I was asked to say a few words, I reminded the gathering that Sam was a heavyweight in the community. He was a gentleman. He was a man of integrity. He was a man who was honest. And whenever you mentioned the name Sam Prasad, everyone listened, because of all the qualities that I've outlined. It's a terrible loss for the community. And one of the things I asked the other community leaders is that we should not allow this name to go in vain. And I've heard when I was at the Ram Mandir on Wednesday at another celebration of his life, and I heard the Hindu Federation will be establishing an award in his name. So his name is going to continue to live with us. He was a true gentleman, and he was a scholar. And he made a significant difference, not only in the Hindu community, but the community at large. And it is a terrible loss that we have suffered.
I know he... Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Richard.
No, I was thinking about the early days in the Devi Mandir when I used to visit. He was there as their accountant, I believe. He served many, many years, and he would always see Sam folding his arm and sitting quietly. Or if not, you would see him playing his harmonium and singing. A very humble, quiet man, but he was also a professional. He was a chartered accountant and did the books for not only the Devi Mandir, but he helped many other organizations across the GTA when it comes to their finances and stuff like that. Sometimes I think he was a mediator, because when Sam speak, you know, because of that humble way, his honest way, his straightforwardness, people will listen indeed. If you mind telling me, you remember the early days when you first met Sam? Where you met him?
Yes, I met Sam more than 25 years ago. And if you remember, I started a golf tournament for Devi Mandir in 2000.
Yes.
And Sam was instrumental in the survival of that golf tournament. You know, in any organization, there is always some tussle, some people pulling and tugging. Sam always rose above that and made things happen for a good reason.
Hmm.
Over the years, it's common knowledge that Devi Mandir was struggling for various reasons, and Sam took it over. And the organization, he was the chair of the board of the organization. And the organization was running very smoothly. And it is my sincere hope that the powers that be will, in Sam's name, allow the organization to continue to grow and serve the community. Our relationship goes back more than 25 years, and he was a true friend.
You know, I wish when you think and reflect, sometimes the deceased, we always have good things to say. But everyone will agree that Sam was one of those guys. You don't have to go far to remember some of the goodness. You know, we talk about Sam and paying tribute about his hard work, his dedication, his giving to the community, his willingness to serve. You know, we forget sometimes, and we put behind his wife or people's spouse and or partner and children. But they make a great amount of sacrifice to allow individuals like yourself and Sam to go out and do the things that they do. So I would like to mention in this short conversation our thanks to his wife and children for making the sacrifice to allow him to be part of what he was, and he made a big, big difference. So I just wanted to echo that to the families. I'm sure they would have heard a lot of good praises about Sam, but we want to say thank you to you, his wife, and his children for lending him and giving us the opportunity to work alongside him. He was a big part of... Sorry, go ahead.
I thank you for mentioning that on Wednesday night at Ram Mandir, one of the speakers echoed the same sentiments, because we all know Sam was busy, firstly with his profession, then he retired, and after he retired, he became a lot busier serving the community. I don't know how he found the time, but he was involved in so many different organizations. He was helping the children with their music classes. He was a busy man.
He was, I believe, also part of the Federation of Hindu Temples.
That is correct. Yes, he was one of the senior leaders of the Hindu Federation. It's sad that we have lost him. I wish the family all the best. I know it's a difficult time for them, for Ina and the children, but I pray and hope that they will survive this, and they will continue to be strong, having lost such a tremendous leader in our community.
Well, speaking about leaders, you know, I was reading an article about you celebrating 34 years after being called to the bar. That is an accomplishment too. You were very young when you actually were called to the bar.
I was young looking.
Well, I wanted to say thank you and congratulate you on this milestone. And, you know, you have been serving just like Sam and others. You, where you find the time, I mean, apart from the Rotary and from the temples and the golf tournament for charity, the children work alongside the police and other communities, yet still you're operating a successful practice. A name is very synonymous with justice and law in our community, and we admire you, we thank you, and want to wish you all the best going forward. And again, we want to say thank you. You have always been one who always supports us here, whether it's the MCC Award, whether it's for Mother's Day, Diwali, whatever it is, you always, in fact, sometimes you call me and say, Richard, how come you didn't do anything for Pagua? You know, and I want to say thank you sincerely.
So, Richard, just before you let me go, can I give an event that we are doing a little bit of a plug?
Please.
It's an important event. On the 19th of April at Vishnu Mandir at 9:30 in the morning, we have the You and the Law Conference, and we will be discussing the evils of drinking and driving. And it's a free event. We encourage everyone to come out. In the first part of the conference, we will be discussing drinking and driving and all the difficulties you can get into if you are charged and convicted of that. The second part of the conference, which is equally important, we will be providing guidance to the young people who are present who are considering in making an application to law school. All the professionals who are there, the judges, the lawyers, the Crown attorney, will be meeting with the students and providing some assistance and some guidance with respect to their future application. Over the last 2 years, we have done this, and we can boast that more than 10 of the students have been admitted into law school. Those are people who attended and received some assistance from the professionals. I encourage everyone to come out. It is very informative, and we're hoping to assist the young people again.
Indeed, you know, I keep thinking about, we are, after Ramadan here, we are starting some live programming on CSTV. We had some issues with the station sticking and all of that has been looked after now, and we're up and running. And, you know, when you think about elections coming up around the corner, not only for Canada, but for Trinidad and soon to be Guyana. You know, I really wish we could get some people like yourself to share your thoughts and give us some guidance as far as, you know, what's happening in government, what's happening with the Trumps of the world and things that are happening globally that could help us, you know, stay grounded as a people and a community. Sometimes we just get the song bites and we don't know what's fake and what is real now. But, you know, people who have been supporting a particular party for so many years finding it hard to continue. But I wish we could have some intellectual conversation surrounding what's happening in the political arena, because it will impact us eventually. Immigration is another thing that's happening, that we don't know what's happening with that. I'm scared to go to the, a lot of people refusing to go now to the States because, but then so when you hear about stories, people being turned back and banned for 5 years because they say they didn't like Donald Trump as president, whatever. So I wish one day we could have you on and a couple of your friends, because I know you have many friends in different capacity of professionalism, and I know we could have those type of conversations. So think about it, and if you could,
reach out to me, Richard, and we will get it done. Before I go, to all my Muslim brothers and sisters, I know you're celebrating Eid either today or tomorrow. Eid Mubarak to all of you.
Thank you very much. Well, Right now we'd like to share the Hanuman Chalisa, dedicating it to Sister Ina and the rest of the family in memory of our dear brother who passed away. And Sam, we love you, and I hope that this gives you, Hanuman Baba, continue to give the family the strength to accept this great loss. I was waiting for a good friend, Puneet, from Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center. In fact, an Ajax Day had the funeral at one of their crematorium, and he really wanted to call in to again discuss and talk a little bit about Sam. You know, he always talk about how Sam was one of the good guys. Sam was one who he really, really liked, and he wanted to share his sentiments here. So on behalf of Puneet and the folks at Brampton and Ajax Crematorium, we extend again their condolences and support. Here is the Hanuman Chalisa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nij Man Mukur Sudhari Baranau Rabhubar Vimal Jasu Jodayak Phal Chari Buddhihin Tanu Jani Ke Sumiro Pavan Kumar Bal Buddhi Vidya Dehu Mohi Harahu Kalesh Vikar Jai Hanuman जय कपीश सिंह लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत रामा महावीर विक्रम बजरंगी कुमति निवार सुमति के संगी कंचन बरन विराज सुबेता कानन कुंडल कुंचित केता हाथ वज्र ध्वजा विराजे कांधे मुंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजगबंदन विद्यावान गुणी अति चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रतिया राम लखन सीता मन बतिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरिति अही दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप धरि असुर संहारे रामचंद्र के काज संवारे लाए सजीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हरषि उर लाए रघुपति कीनी बहुत बड़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम भाई सहत बदन तुम्हारो जस गावे हस कही श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित सहिता जम कुबेर दिगपाल जाते कवि कोविद कही सके तुम उपकार सुग्रीव ही कीना राम मिलाय राजपद दीना तुम्हरो मंत्र
भीषण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना जुग सहस्र जो जन पर भानु लियो ताही मधुर फल जानु प्रभु मुद्रिका मेली मुख माही जलधि लागि गए अचरज नाही दुर्गम काज जगत के जेते सुगम अनुग्रह तुम्हारे देते राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे होत ना क्या बिनु पैसारे सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी सरना तुम रक्षक काहू को डरना पापन तेज समारो आपे तीनों लोक हाँकते कापे भूत पिशाच निकट